The next issue, which we've been thinking about, is and I again I just talked about it in the speech I did, is the idea that of civilizational cycles and the collapse of civilization. Eventually, we're selecting against intelligence, we're stupider and stupider. It's on G and it's genetic, and so eventually we can't sustain civilization. We start to go backwards. You get the kind of South Africanization of the West, essentially. Now you're more confident than me, or I'm saying, look, the people that we're breeding for among the highly intelligent are basically fundamentalist Christians. So I'm thinking there's going to be a kind of Christian Talibanization of the West. That's what I foresee. And those people tend to be against abortion. They tend to be against anything that involves standing in the place of God. In the most extreme cases, they're against even using medicine. But you're saying that perhaps we could be rescued by ART and reproductive technology and all this. So can you expand on why are you more confident?
So there are two ways out of this. Two potential ways out of this. There's a kind of the natural solution to dysgenics. That's that we wait for the dysgenic people to die off. Eventually, when societies gets bad enough, then eventually you get back to Darwinian selection and you can re-evolve. High intelligence, kind of like maybe what happened with the Roman Empire in the Middle Ages and this sort of thing. Alternatively, we can be a bit techno-optimistic about it, and we say,
base science lovers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your ignorance and your inability to understand the nature of the world, and you have everything to gain. Join us on Substack for more based science now. Solidarity, brother.